Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are we harder on any one of the teams than the other ones? Are we harder on, like, the Cavs more than we are the Browns and Guardians? Or vice versa, or the other way around as well? Do you think we are?
I think at times we definitely vacillate on this. I think there have been times where we've been probably easy on the Cavs during the rebuild, the Colin Sexton years where, hey, Colin scored 20.
Isn't that normal?
You know, I wonder. I wonder because we were being accused of yesterday of like dividing the fan base because me and you got into it. Because I said the Cavs and the Browns are in similar situations. They both made the same type of trade, yet we did a pep rally for one team making the playoffs. The other, everybody seemed sick and tired of the team.
Well, there was one major difference between the two. One of them, the guy that you traded three first-round picks for, renewed a contract, re-upped the contract, got extended years. Donovan Mitchell, as soon as he got here, we knew it was on borrowed time, right?
You're talking about because there was a longer contract signed?
Yes, there was more of a, this is our franchise guy, and I know it hasn't worked out the way they wanted, yeah. But there was at least that thought of like, okay, we can stop worrying about this position now. With Donovan Mitchell, it's always been, all right, we traded these three picks, but now it's time to get to work. Now we've got to sell him on the team. We've got to sell him on the city. We've got to sell him on the fan base. And
so you think it'd be different if when if we got Watson, if he was just 2 years.
And it would have been a sign-in trade for Mitchell, and he got a six-year deal, and you were like, I think right now the feel of how that game went the other day would be different because you would at least know, hey, what many people consider the standout star of the team will be here for a while. We don't have to worry about it. The build is around him. You don't know what the Cavs are doing next year.
But ironically, if it would have been a 2-year deal in the same way with Deshaun Watson, I think most fans would be like, perfect, we're out of the contract.
Well, yeah, I think that some people, I think it's trying to be fair to all the three teams. Because like I go, do people want me to ask for guys to be fired? Is that it? Or demand guys be fired? I just think that's a high crime and a high thing. I think that's the end all be all.
I think a lot of people want you to demand guys be fired.
Why? Why?
Because they are vengeful. Because things didn't go the way they wanted. Because they didn't end up in the Super Bowl. They didn't end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
But when I say, when you say somebody needs to be fired, like people don't understand the seriousness of that. If you got Kevin Stefanski and I'm sitting here screaming that he needs to be fired every day, and then they go out and make the playoffs like they did last year, well, then that's obviously going to go back on what I say. It's the same thing with Pony every year when it comes to Mike Tomlin, where he gets on his dais and then demands Mike Tomlin to be fired, and he looks like even more of an idiot at the end of the year. So, yeah, I got a lesson being taught to me every single football season. When Pony starts out the year and they don't start off too terribly hot, and he says this is the year that needs to be some change, and he demands to be fired, and then all of a sudden the Steelers are either on the outside of the playoffs looking in, right there, or already in the postseason.
Pony is an irrational man. I think we all know that.
Okay, but I'm going to try to be as irrational as I come off. I'm going to try to be as rational as possible.
But that's what fans are calling. That's why fans want you to
call
that stuff
out. I'm not stopping them from saying that guys need to be fired. And I think if anybody listens, they know.
You're supposed to be the voice of the fan, Ken.
And I'm letting them voice their opinion.
No, you are.
I don't need to be their ventriloquist puppet for them. I have my own opinion, and where I draw the line is calling for people to be fired.
Some people want pictures of you to dance around.
That's fine, But I don't call for people to be fired.
But before we get to the calls on this, because they're lining up, 216-474-0092, we haven't mentioned the Guardians in all of this. So they clearly, over the last decade, since this radio station has been on the air, the Guardians have to have the highest winning percentage. Like, I know Cavs had the LeBron years, but they also had the down years, too. Some rough years before LeBron, some rough years after. It has to be the Indians slash Guardians. Yet, who gets more criticism in town than any of them? And I know why. It's the ownership and all that. But who gets the most criticism of all three teams? It's the Indians Guardians. With our fans, it's the Guardians, right?
Yeah.
So, can we officially say, like, fans have been harder on them than anybody else?
I don't know. If we talk about the Browns,
they were harder on the manager, though.
Part of me has to do the math and go, if we talk about the Browns more than the other two teams in the city as a fan base and as a station, clearly, how can we not be more critical of the Browns? Everything they do is under a microscope. The internet's losing their mind right now because of Eric Metcalf's tweet.
I think people are always more hopeful with even the 0-16 Browns. In training camp, fans were excited. I think the NFL lends that to its fan bases. That's just part of the parody of the NFL, that every fan base thinks that their team has a chance to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when they did lose, it was like, well, they were tanking. So they didn't even catch as much heat because they were going to get the number one overall pick but and the number four pick.
This is where the common sense plays
into it. The number one pick again.
But this is where the common sense plays into it, Tone. Is when it comes to the Guardians, like some of this is their doing, and some of it's just, guys, this is the sport, and whether we like it or not, and this is what hurts the sport, that's what it is. Because what do I say with everybody when they can't wait for Paul Dolan to sell the team? And I go, David Blitzer's going to run it like a business, too, and you're going to be upset with him.
They'll run it the exact same way.
Until they make changes that they're never going to make, which is what's going to hurt that sport. It'll never die.
With
but
this local TV deal, yes. he's not just going to lose money.
He might jump in. I'll be honest. He might jump in. I'm expecting him to jump in once he gets the full reins of this thing and make some sort of a splash move.
The new owner splash.
But eventually,
every new owner does.
It's going to go back to business. They're businessmen. And so I think the gripes that you have about the Dolans are going to be the same gripes you're going to have about David Blitzer. And I want David Blitzer to prove me wrong, but fine. When it comes to the Cavs, I've accused them before of a certain era of arrogance, and we know what we're doing, and gosh, this long, slow-brewed coffee thing that goes on.
But you don't do that with the Browns?
As far
when they
as
say
arrogance?
They understand the cap better than everybody else, they think they have certain strategic
Do they
advantages.
Say that, or do the fans say it for them?
Well, fans definitely say it for
okay,
them.
Okay, because I don't know how much Andrew Berry says I understand the cap more than anybody else out there.
I mean, the Browns
have the fans say it for
the
them.
Fans are definitely way higher on the Browns and their chances right now than the other teams in town, yet they've only won one playoff game. It was during a COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're going up against a team with no fans in the stands. Your coach wasn't even there.
Oh, I think
We do. What is it about the Browns right now that fans are so much more hopeful about the Browns?
Because you had a lot of injuries last year. You have Myles Garrett, who won Defensive Player of the Year. There is gold in them, their hills. We've been begging for a team, dreaming of a team that would be this talented since most of the guys listening were children, honestly. And gosh, I mean, you think about a team that was this talented before.
Were the Browns that injured in the playoff game? They seem to have a lot of their guys back.
Not as injured as they were before. But I do think a lot of guys were playing with injury. But also, how high of a bar have the other two teams set? How high of a bar are the Guardians set? When they were the Indians, and it was six arguable Hall of Famers in your lineup, that's a pretty high bar. Because not a lot of guys, Tone, you're old enough, and Owen, you'd be going to games, you would have been old enough, you would have known. Like, it was a... They won 57 games the year I went to a first year I went to a baseball game. They won 57. Like, it was, for us, our standard totally changed. New ballpark, Hall of Famers. It's the same thing for a younger generation. The standard has changed for the Cavs. You and I might remember some rocky years for the Cavs.
I think that's a good point here.
They were born into LeBron.
I think
he's been playing for 22 seasons.
I think the futility
altogether with the playoffs.
I think the futility of the Browns actually helps them. In this case, because
yes.
You're comparing everything they do with some of the worst teams in sports history.
And let me tell you
You're
this.
Not doing that with the Cavs. We saw a championship. We saw a team get to the finals four straight years. Not to mention those Cavs playoff runs in the first LeBron go-around. And all our fans remember that era, or those eras.
Yes.
The Browns have been bad for the entire lives of a lot of the young fans that listen to us.
I'll say two more things. One, with the Cavs and Browns. I think I might be experiencing with the Cavs, and God, I hope it's not true, and I would have said this at the beginning of the Cavs season. I might be experiencing in the Cavs right now what I am getting ready to experience with the Browns at the end of this coming football season. I have a future that's uncertain with Donovan Mitchell. I might have to admit some things I don't want to admit about this Cavs basketball team. Have I not been making comparisons over the last 6 months about the Cavs and Browns and how closely they resemble each other from the moves that they've made to buy in? And at the end of this year, I know that there's, what, another 23 months left at least on the deal. But I look at it and go, man, at the end of this year, we could be talking about major changes to this roster. We could be talking about major changes to the coaching staff, major changes to the front office. Does that sound familiar to anybody? So I might just be thinking about the Cavs right now and trying to do the common sense of the matter, where I might be getting ready to rinse, lather, repeat, whatever you want to say, with the Browns later on. And the second thing is, because we do talk so much Browns, I've said way meaner things about the Browns than the other two teams combined. So I haven't burst blood vessels in my face about the other two teams. I did that the day after they lost to the Broncos that year. Tom in South Euclid, you're first up on the fan. Yellow!
I might be the only guy in Cleveland sticking up for the Cavs right now. I don't know if that's true or not, but you guys have seen memes, right, on Facebook, I'm sure. That funeral meme of, like, the New Orleans funeral where the guys are in the black tuxedos and the skeleton masks carrying the casket. If I knew how to create a meme, the casket would be the Cavs, and underneath it would be the Cavs fans. And I don't think we're in that situation. I mean, we went out for the NBA scheduling out of our last 8 games to throw us on the West Coast for 5 games against the 52-23 Nuggets.
Well, you're hosting the women's Final Four. I didn't realize that myself, Tom. Like, that was quickly said to me. I'm like, well, yeah, that sucks, but it's true.
I'm sorry, you lost me. Who's hosting the women's Final Four?
The Cavs were hosting the women's Final Four, so they had to hit the road for...
Yeah, I understand. There's a Rocket Mortgage. Oh, yeah, you threw me for a loop there. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Final Four, yeah, the women's Final Four was in town. But they threw us out on a 5 out of our last 8 games were on the West Coast, right? Nuggets we lost. We beat the Jazz. Lost to the Suns. Lost to the Lakers. On back-to-back games, by the way, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but... Young guys with a lot of money in their pocket, if they got an overnighter in L.A., they might not exactly be staying in their J.D.
So that's an excuse to give up a 26-point lead against the Clippers the next night?
Dead legs? Dead legs in L.A.?
Because they were out partying in Los Angeles?
Cool Hand Luke, the warden from Cool Hand Luke, couldn't keep them in their hotel rooms that night.
Tom, that's a good reference.
The Clippers are 50-28.
Tom. If I were to say that on the radio in front of God and everybody, what would people think of me, Tom?
Tom, do you think Ken is being unfair to the Cavs?
No, I think he's being a little bit... I'm trying to bring him on board. I'm not being Debbie Downer about
this
situation.
How am I not on board? If I didn't care about the Cavs, you would not hear any of this bass in my voice about the Cavs over the last couple of days.
I think your support is a little weak of the Cavs. What I'm saying is I'm all in on this. Let's dispatch Orlando. Let's lock horns with the Celtics. I don't care about the seeding. Let's go. We were 1-2 against the Celtics.
Tom.
And the schedule did us weird.
You know who did care about the seeding? The Cavs.
Yes.
J.B. Bickerstaff.
Yes.
Dude, I understand, but even we were 1-2 against the Celtics, and even our road trip at Boston was a weird road trip. We played them one day, then we took a day off, and we played them another day. We lost both of those games. I'm saying, hey, you know what? I know I'm not on the air because you said it. But
you're on the air. You're on the radio right now.
I got to tell you something.
Okay.
Let's dispatch Orlando, which we should do in maybe 5 games, and let's lock horns with the Celtics. And who knows? Maybe Tatum gets hurt in the first round. Maybe Porzingis gets hurt in the first round. Who
but
knows?
Tom,
what's gonna
I think
happen?
That's the problem with the fan base right now
injuries.
With the Cavs. And thank you very much for the call. The Cavs fans. A guy like Tom seems to have more faith in the team than their own front office. That is the problem why Cavs fans are dealing with this right now. Why they're upset. Why some people are being accused of wanting the Cavs to lose, which is not true. They're just down on them for what happened here over the last couple of days. Nobody wants the Cavs to lose. It makes life worse when the Cavs are bad. If they have to go through all this change and all these guys get fired and I got to trade guys away, it's going to be another 6 years before we get this thing going together. I don't want any of that to happen. Neither does Tone. Neither should anybody with their head screwed
it's
on
a lot
straight.
At stake.
Are we harder on any team more than the others? 216-474-0092. And you just heard Tom. Is winning against Orlando enough? Ken Carmen, Tone Master General on the Fan. Underrated pre-kickoff song right here.
It's on our freshman West Geauga basketball warm-up tape.
Yep. This is Dustin Hopkins getting ready to kick it away. Browns just scored on a 37-yard field goal. They lead it 9-0. Here we go.
It was funny, the evolution of the West G warm-up mixtape. It started out with these type of tunes, Rocky, Rudy, all of those anthems. And then I think by senior year, there was a lot of gangster rap.
Well,
the evolution of a community.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. We've talked about that on the air before. The music's all, I mean, it's mixed now, man. But back in the day, before our time, what did you listen to before games? Wait, you didn't play. What did you listen to before games?
For high school?
Yeah.
For football?
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson and 3-6 Mafia. You know, basically describes my life.
Oh, there's a nice mix. Remember, I used to get all hyped up just to stand on the sidelines. It was great. Slipknot. Ah, yeah. There you go.
That my senior year. They came out my senior year.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, let's go to the – are we more hard on the – are we harder on some teams than the other ones here? I think it's a sliding scale. I think it comes at different times. I really do. I think there's times where right now with the Cavs, you know, I'm as fit to be tied with anybody. And if they have to make moves, I'll accept it and I'll cool off.
But this is rare. What's happening with the Cavs is very rare, that a team in a rebuild that has not won a playoff series at the same time has these Eastern Conference Finals expectations. That's not normal.
Yeah. Jeremy in Fort Worth, Texas, listening on the free Odyssey app. Yellow.
Hey, I think you guys have a hard job to do, especially because, you know, Cleveland has such a big heart as a fan base. I'm not currently living Dallas-Fort Worth, but as born and raised in Cleveland my whole life. And I just think that, like, take the Cavs game the other night, for example. I think the fans at the game had a right to be upset. Their experience was different. They paid to get out. You know, who knows what they did to get tickets and get a sitter. But I just think that our city seems to be a little bit unforgiving when they perceive that there's a lack of heart or a lack of drive. And I think that's when it becomes hard to cover the team. And I think that you guys do a great job of it, being in another town, you know, that thinks that the sports town haven't been from Cleveland. You guys do a great job, but I think that's what it is to me as a Cleveland fan.
I do thank you very much for the kindness. I will fight back on one thing, Jeremy. Thank you very much for the call. It's not a hard, not that hard of a job. You take it seriously, but it's not that difficult. I mean, there's plenty of people go to work every day at jobs they don't like. I happen to enjoy this one, but it's not as difficult as some other jobs out there, for crying out loud. Jim in Akron. Hello, Jim.
I'm fine.
Hi. Thank you for joining the show. Go right on ahead, Jim.
Well, I was listening to the show this morning when you were talking about how Brad Daugherty, he pretty much hit the nail right on the head. The Cavs going into this series thinking they're just going to walk through Orlando. That's not going to be the case.
Hold on, Jim. I don't think the Cavs think that. I don't think they do. I think they did manipulate it, and I do think they line it up, and there's some bulletin board material there. But I don't think they think they're going to walk right through it. I think they've made this – you can say this is sad, but I think this is true. They've made this their NBA Finals, this series against Orlando, man. They really have.
Great. I hope so. I hope with that thinking, we can get through. But guess what? You can't grow no balls in the middle of the season. If you don't have balls, they're going to lose this season, so they better pick some balls up real quick if they don't have any. Because Orlando, they got balls. They got scrappy. They tenacious. They're going to come
balls
to play.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, balls.
Yeah, Jim. No more talking about
don't say it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Not yell it into the phone more.
Say it like
that. Do the opposite of that.
All right, last one on this. Let me get to Michael in Elyria. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful, Michael. Go right on ahead.
So I honestly believe that this whole thing is the... It's
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The LeBron effect.
Okay.
Like, I honestly believe that we've been so spoiled with LeBron taking us to the playoffs, taking us to the finals, eventually winning the championship. When we look at it, we look at the Browns and we're like, what have they done the past 30-some years? They got us to playoffs a handful of times, but it's been underwhelming, to say the least. So when they did make the playoffs, heck yeah, we're throwing a parade over it, a pep rally.
Well, I think we see every team a little bit differently, Michael. Like, in Lima, you and I hit on it before, and thank you very much for the call. The Browns have not had a really formidable team until like about now, over the last 20-something years. The Cavs, we saw them win a championship. And so that's a standard we set. The Guardians, formerly the Indians, we saw them, they set a record for runs scored. They were one of the two teams that scored 1,000 runs in a season. We saw great offense. We saw the team up near in the top five of spending back when spending wasn't through the roof. You have to always put there. But we've set that standard for those other teams. Yeah, it's different. I mean, once the Browns, if the Browns break through and win a Super Bowl, it's going to be a lot harder for the team 10 years after that. It's going to be a lot harder for them. It's going to be a lot harder for the team 15. Forever, as long as this generation is going, you're like, my son's just a little bit too young. But if you're a 15-year-old kid right now, you saw the Cavs win a championship when you were a small kid. Whoever is the general manager at the time when these guys become adults, they're going to have hell on earth.
That's happened,
a competitive basketball
team happened
on the
with
floor.
Ohio State football.
Yes.
Them winning in 2014.
Yes.
Doomed a lot of those teams that came after that were really talented.
Doomed Ryan
Day.
Like,
hey, they're crushing Michigan. You should be able to easily beat Michigan.
Yes.
And win national championships. So that is interesting. Like, imagine if the Tom Heckert Browns, remember Tom Heckert?
Yeah, I do.
Imagine if they had won the Super Bowl. You're right. We would compare every team to them. Yep. Right now, who do we compare these Browns to? We compare them to the worst run teams in sports history.
It's very difficult. Tone, is your Orlando season series? Sorry, I was just taking a drink and you stopped short of me. Fantastic. Is the Orlando series winning that enough for the Cavs? Because I just told this caller that series is basically their NBA finals.
I'll tell you.
And you did not jump in the middle of that.
I will right now illustrate what I think to be true, which is if they win that series in 5 games, no matter how ugly the series is, if you get a breakthrough and you move on, and then all of a sudden you got Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Pep in their step, some confidence, postseason success, now you're feeling better. Max Strus, that was the key free agency signing, and he's shooting the ball well, and he is, you know, playing some defense. George Niang coming off the bench, hitting some shots. All these things start to come together, and now they validate it with a playoff series win. I think you'll feel a lot better about this season. A lot better than you feel right now.
What about the series after? Playing, I think people are seeing...
You'd be playing right now the third best team in NBA history, statistically. You'd be playing a team that's right up there with Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, Draymond Green.
If you did...
Statistically.
I don't think it's enough. I don't think winning the series is enough. It would have been had they went out and played the way that we wanted them to play basketball on Sunday and taken whatever comer may show up at the field house on this coming Saturday.
So they should have played Donovan Mitchell. But, they should have played Darius Garland in that game.
It's more of a...
I mean, your guard got injured.
They
remember that.
They ran from other teams is what they did.
The lone guard you played that game got injured.
To get to the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
And when you go out and go... Oh, we're going to do it, but only if you give me the Orlando Magic. I don't want to have to face the 76ers. I don't want to have to face the Knicks at some point. When you run and hide from other teams, it takes a lot more than just beating the team that you basically handpicked to play in the next series.
Well, I'll grant you this. Well, excuse me, I don't need to grant you anything.
Thank you.
I want to disagree with you. I got to see how they play. They got to beat Orlando first, but say they beat Orlando. I got to see how they play against Boston, because if they just lay down and die.
Well, and if they come out and they give the attitude of, like, we have done enough, mission accomplished.
Yes.
If they're on the aircraft carrier saying mission accomplished.
You're allowed to say that.
There's still
I'm not.
A lot of mission left to go.
Thank you for your service.
Let me ask you, does it change it if Boston romps all the way to the NBA Finals, they don't lose a playoff game?
I think it will.
It might.
I have to be measured about this.
Will JB still have a job at that point?
No, probably not.
No.
But let me ask you this.
That could be a month later.
Let me ask you this, though. Because like we usually we coincide guys losing their jobs with a bad job. Like I can look at the JB's era during this time and say it was pretty successful overall. Like I think that people get this mixed up all the time. I think in this generation, a lot of coaches can look back on the job they did and say, that was a pretty good job. It was just time to go. This was a pretty good job. We won a lot, we just didn't win enough. And I think a lot of coaches could do that, except instead we just turn it around and go, this guy was a total embarrassing failure and he sucked at his job and that's why he was fired. I don't think we need to do that, even though so many fans will. And you'll call me soft, but I think it's the truth and I don't give a damn. The other part of it is, if they go out there and they play non-inspired basketball just because they think that they have accomplished something against Boston, I'm going to be here and I'm going to be spittle and red-faced and angry and yelling. But if they go out and they play tough... And say they lose in 5 or 6.
But the games are competitive.
I have to ask myself, Kenny, would you have picked the Cavs to beat the Boston Celtics at the beginning of the year? And I would say no, and I'd say, then why are you so mad?
But he wouldn't
Why am I so mad?
They
I
wouldn't be to... moving on from JB because he did a bad job. It's because he's reached his top potential.
Yes.
And the team has not maxed their potential.
But I got to tell you, if I decided to be mad about it, my emotions do not just justify because JB's gone. Like, just because he's fired doesn't mean I'm justified in my short-sightedness. Because if they get past Orlando, as mad as I am, 4-5 matchup that they won, and if they were to play tough basketball, which that is a hard target to hit, because I think everybody has a different interpretation of that, especially people who are just dropping in on the Cavaliers. But if they played tough, more inspired basketball against Boston, I wouldn't take them to begin the year to beat Boston in a 7-game series. So how can I sit here and start screaming and yelling with you like I did yesterday and say how nasty things are with the Cavs if they didn't win a series that I would never pick them to win when everybody was healthy at the beginning of the year? I can't do it.
Yeah,
I'm being honest.
I'll admit, I was harder on the Cavs earlier in the season at times, which I know seems weird considering all the injuries they had. But there were some things that I was alarmed with when it came to JB. Some of the things they did in the offseason. Like we can talk about all these different things, but when your reality kind of changes over time, like we can all, as we're raising our kids, think Ivy Leagues. They're going to the Ivy Leagues. They're going to be president of the United States, or they're gonna at least get into law school, and we'll go from there. And then, you know, when your kids are getting, you know, C average their junior year of high school, the conversation changes. I think Ivy League's off the board. I think off the board is Eastern Conference Finals for this team, and I think they've been off the board for quite a long time.
When you do that parent-child comparison, though, a lot of that is not because they just can't make the grade. Some of it's because they didn't live up to their end of trying their hardest, and it doesn't feel like they've tried their hardest at points. And that's hard to say when I go back to December and look at a team that shouldn't even be in the playoffs,
but if they,
from what I thought
then. I think that's fair, because the last month of the year, from organization on down, it doesn't look like the try-hard Cavs anymore. That spirit is gone.
No.
They deserve criticism for that, absolutely.
And because of that, it will cost JB his job. I'm not advocating for it. I've accepted it. Because of that, it will cost JB his job. And the other thing is we have to move the goalposts again for this team. And whether you think it's soft or whatever, fine. I have to say, did you beat Orlando? Okay, you won your 4-5 matchup, so I'm trying to be fair to you. Did you or did you not get Donovan Mitchell to sign the extension? Did he put the pen to paper? Did he sign it? If you do, it's going to be cause for excitement here, because then we feel like the future has opened up a little bit. Now, I don't know for how long. You know, Jason was on with us at 9 o'clock yesterday, and you can go back in the archives and listen to 92.3thefan.com. When Lloyd was on, he goes, you might just be, he can sign the extension, but you might just be kicking the can down the road for another year, which is something that we have to pay attention to. So I don't know if we're ever fully out of the woods, but clearly there's going to be a relief if he were to sign here long term. Then we got to talk about some of the other moves and say, how do we go from playoff win to Eastern Conference Finals to further than that? Because now that the smoke is clearing and I'm no longer upset about hearing, well, I'm always going to be upset about hearing him boo like that, but I'm not as vitriolic as I was yesterday. If I can get them to that point and remember, hey, man, you're the one who says it, me, myself, you're the one who says it all the time about teams having to go there and run into the wall a couple of times before they finally break through. They've already been to that wall. If they break through on this side, can they come out of the other end doing a lot better? Can some of this stuff about Kobe Altman calm down? Mike Gansey, calm down. JB, calm. Well, probably, you know, that's probably going to go south. But somebody else, can that calm down? They can do a lot for themselves here, because they're going to be back at home on Saturday. The place is going to be packed. They're going to want them to win, and they're obviously not going to do what they did against the Charlotte Hornets back on Sunday. So as angry as people are, there's still going to be 19,000 people in there waving towels and getting nuts for the playoff game. Coming up next, Mitch, please. You got a tease for me, Mitch?
Well, you've cooled off on the Cavs, Ken, but someone, at least yesterday, has not.
I've got a tease, too.
Oh, what is it?
Is Rashard Higgins the worst player in Cleveland sports history to get a retirement day?
You picked a day to do that, huh? Okay, coming up next on The Fan. Well, well, you have certainly got some nasty business.
Well, I thought it was a joke. I thought the email we were getting was just a joke.
No, you didn't.
Were saying Kirksey and Rashard Higgins, and I said, oh, that's funny, they threw in Higgins. That's a funny joke.
So you really want to ask this question?
All right, who had more yards? Who has more career yards? Wide receiver, Rashard Higgins or Donovan Peoples-Jones?
Obviously, it's Donovan Peoples-Jones.
That would be correct.
What are you trying to say? I mean, Christian Kirksey, I'll defend Christian Kirksey all damn day long. Don't you even.
What, just as a citizen, Cleveland Brown, tried to get the culture going?
He was a good football player.
Inventor of the dog check?
Yeah.
Dog check!
Kind of worked, man. Come on.
Hey, he tried.
Yeah.
I give him credit for trying.
Hell of a drummer.
Did he do hater shades?
No.
That was Corey Coleman.
Is he going to get a retirement day?
Well, he might.
Is Josh going to get a retirement
Corey
day?
Coleman even.
No, what dog check or
no, hater shades?
No, Hater Shades, I think that was Corey and Josh on the same day.
Yeah.
Hater Blockers. Bobby in Bay Village. Hello, Bobby.
Bobby.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, you got it. First off, the Browns don't have too many guys coming back to retire as Browns, so I guess that's a good thing there. But
most of them retired while they were on the Browns because they weren't good enough.
It's true. But Hollywood was part of the spark that with Landry, and he got a couple things going. Shoot, man, he doesn't get clocked in the head against Kansas City. he scores that touchdown.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault.
A different story.
That wasn't his fault. Dirty Dan Sorensen went after
him. Dirty Dan, that's right.
One of the greatest football players of all time.
But hey,
stop it.
As far as Joe Hayden goes, I mean, I know he's beloved and all that, but he had a concussion every other week. It just kept happening to him. He kept sitting out. Then all of a sudden he's a Steeler and he's playing three seasons in a row without a glimpse.
Wait a minute. So what about well, Rashard Higgins ended up playing for the Panthers.
No, what I mean is I know a guy that bowled with Rashard over at Yorktown, and he really liked it here. Something went awry. I don't know what it was. But
I know. What do we got?
His day to retire as a Brown.
Spill the beans. Kenny, spill the beautiful beans.
All right, doing it today. I'll do it another
time.
Come on. Nah, it's his day. I ain't doing it today. I ain't that bad.
By the way, Joe Hayden did make a Pro Bowl with the Steelers.
Yeah, I know.
After we let him go.
Yeah, I know what went wrong, though. Might be able to fool the FBI. He can't fool the FBI. Ah, congratulations on your retirement. It'll be fun. All right, Mitch, what you got?
I have a clip from yesterday. The Hoop Collective podcast, Brian Windhorst, was joined by the likes of Tim Bontemps and Om Yongmisuk talking about the final day of the regular season. So I'm going to feed the beast that is the angry Cavs fans after Sunday's loss.
Uh-oh.
What we got?
Nothing. Continue.
I can't wait to hear this, Mitch.
After Sunday's loss, that, look, there are some Cavs fans that are angry at the strategy, and Tim Bontemps is one of them. Let's take a listen.
This was a reprehensible thing that the Cavs did. What the Cavs did was scream to the world they have absolutely no faith in their team, that they can't beat Philly, they can't beat Miami, so let's make sure we finish fourth and we get Orlando so maybe we can win a series and then we're going to get pounded by Boston, because clearly we have no faith in beating Philly or Miami, so God help us against Boston, because what are we going to do against them? I mean, every year we get to the final day or two of the regular season, and I got to hear all these people say, oh, this team should try to tank to get this matchup, or this team should try to tank to do this, try to avoid this team in the first round. What are we doing here? The whole point of this, in theory, if you're a top four team in your conference, you should be going to the playoffs saying, hey, we got a chance to win two rounds, get to the conference finals, get to the NBA finals, win a title. That's what you should be thinking about the goal is. All I've heard about from the Cavs for the past year and a half is, oh, we got this great core. We're building this thing. It's going to be great. We got all this young talent. We're going in this awesome direction.
All right, well, I ain't gonna lie to you. His manner of speaking in his voice, if he were a caller, I'd immediately given him the sweet chin music. Second of all, that type of talk.
Ken would have gone off on Tim Bontemps.
No. See, that's the thing. Hearing him say that, all of a sudden, I'm gonna take back everything I said yesterday.
To protect the honor.
And go after this Tim Bontemps fella. Okay, I can say these things. You can't. They are trying to build this type of stuff, all right? Don't be giving me this basketball gods garbage. Now you got me on your side now. I'm talking to the Cavs. You're the slipperiest wizard.
All it took was one clip
of one guy who can't stop. Everybody goes, you got to hear Tim Bontemps on this. You got to hear Tim Bontemps. Who the hell's Tim Bontemps? Okay, I'll listen to Wendy on something. I'll listen to Zach Lowe on something. I don't need to hear Tim Bontemps jump in and say, God knows what about God knows who.
We have David Thorpe coming on tomorrow.
I got my own opinions on all that stuff. I don't need to hear some guy. I don't like the audio, Mitch, even though you got a lot out of me, so I guess you ended up winning in this one.
Oh, that's a win, Mitch.
No, that's a win for Mitch, please. Yeah. I got you on that. Because I just think that people, when they hear that, they just think of another guy. Like, if you were to not know us say that guy's name, you'd have just thought he was Jeff in Cleveland Heights. I'm naming a random name in a random town. That's what you would have thought. And you were waiting for me to give him the sweet chin music. He might not have been right by the time it's all said and done, but I'm going to get defensive about the Cavs. Because
he is right. That's what they did.
I mean, he's not
totally
wrong.
They're saying they're building, though. They, as much as I disagree with them, yeah, that's what they're doing. I don't like hearing it from somebody like that. That's all.
Boy, they better win this series.
Yeah, they better win this
series. Holy cow, must they win this series.
They better win this series.
And do it for Rashard Higgins. I mean, on the day that he is coming back to retire as a Cleveland Brown after his decorated career playing for the Browns.
Should the Browns have Isaiah Thomas break the guitar at a Browns game this fall after Andrew Bynum, not Andrew Bogut.
No, Bogut. Didn't we sign Bogut?
We had Bynum, and
he played for like 16 seconds.
That's right. Then Andrew Bynum threw the basketball.
That's right. Yep.
At the backboard.
You should have Andre Drummond do it. Independence all the time, Andrew Bynum.
Yeah. You saw Mr. Chipotle at Independence.
We should have him do it after the Johnny Manziel thing with the basketball.
You know, we talk about...
Now that's turning teams against each other.
In Pittsburgh, they had that show that had that great run for many years, Ilkin and Barrasso. Can you imagine in Cleveland the basketball expertise of Bynum and Bogut in the mornings?
Outstanding work by you today. Outstanding from David Steele. He was excellent. The TV play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic. You will hear, I believe, Browns personnel today starting around noon. Players, the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Kevin Stefanski, around 1 o'clock.
There's more. Rashard Higgins is going to be on the Afternoon Drive show.
Oh, he is he? No.
Just got that email.
No.
Keith, yes, I will promote your guest coming on in Afternoon Drive.
Congratulations to Christian Kirksey and Rashard Higgins for retiring as Cleveland Browns. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10 for Big Country for Jeff. For Meredith, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. And yes, go Cavs and go Gardos.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.